The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Fancher of KLMJ Hampton and Shane Vanderhart of the Iowa Torch. Brian, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Yeah, Senator, thanks. I wanted to get your thoughts about all the talk of Senator McConnell and ability to serve and everything. And by the way, happy early birthday. But can you talk about your thoughts about that right now?
Why, of course. If you were here on Washington Capitol Hill and asked that very same question, and in a sense I'm answering your question, but you can't be here to actually observe him, and I'm going to say to them, you ought to observe him like I did for 1 hour yesterday at our leadership meeting. You wouldn't know that there's anything wrong with McConnell, and it's pretty much that simple. He talked about taking tests and what Dr. Moynihan has said. Moynihan is a Capitol Hill doctor, and I think I'm going to have my staff send you a copy of that letter that Moynihan sent. So we'll email that to you when we're done here, and then you'll have a better answer to your question. Shane?
Yeah, what are your thoughts about the potential government shutdown at the end of the month, and what would you like to see in a continuing resolution?
Well, a continuing resolution, you usually don't see new things in it, mm-hmm. although there may, a continuing resolution in its most simple form just simply says that while we're negotiating and passing appropriation bills, you continue to spend through October, November, December, however long the continuing resolution goes, what you were spending during the 23 fiscal year. Now, there's a couple things that are going to be added because of necessity. FEMA funds are going to have to be replenished, and I'm in favor of that because that's usually a non-controversial thing, and that's because of Maui and because of Idalia in Florida. And the other thing is a little more controversial, but money for Ukraine. And that's going to be a little more controversial. And I think I'm going to wait and see what the amount of money is and what it's going to be used for before I take a position on that. But I don't want government shut down because it costs money to shut down government. It costs money to open up government. And it, government's supposed to be a service. And how can you service the people or protect the people if government's shut down? Brian.
Senator, the Secretary of State is over in Ukraine right now, meeting with the head of that country and his cabinet and everything. What's your thoughts about where it stands right now? Also, we're hearing that the leader of North Korea is going to meet with Putin maybe in the near future to talk about weapons.
Well, obviously, we would look very negatively towards North Korea supplying Russia, and we ought to take whatever actions we can take, mostly in the area of sanctions, what all's out there in the closet that you can do to North Korea. I'm not sure I know all, but sanctions is at least one of them. The other one is, I think that we've seen in the last month some serious progress, not great progress, but at least some progress that we hadn't seen for a couple months on the part of the Ukrainians. And I think that the United States and President Biden particularly is responsible for the fact that Ukraine hasn't been able to make more advances for this reason, that whether it's tanks or whether it's F-16s or now some other sort of missile things that we could give them, this administration's always 6 months behind the curve on delivering, and Biden ought to be embarrassed from this standpoint that usually when he does make a decision to do it, it's after some European country's already been doing something that he's been shy about doing. But he eventually gets done, but usually wastes 6 months. Shane.
Yes, President Trump, during an interview with Glenn Beck last week, said that if elected, he would have, quote, no choice, unquote, but to lock people up. you've complained about the politicization of the DOJ and the FBI in the past. What are your thoughts about it potentially continuing under a potential second Trump administration?
Well, the President of the United States can't lock anybody up. Only the juries do that through the jury process. So I think his chances of being elected would be a little better if he was less prone to take a get-even attitude. Now, I think he's been wrongly accused of a lot of things, and it's all been done for political purposes. And I'm hearing from Iowans, they're disgusted with the fact that we got a double standard of justice in the United States. And it's just not right. You prosecute Republicans, you don't prosecute Hunter Biden, as an example, or you're going to have a plea bargain that would let him almost off scot-free. It just doesn't look right. But I want a Republican president, and that's apt to be Trump. He's apt to be our nominee. And I want him to be elected. And I want him to get elected because of the policies that he demonstrated in his first term of office. And he was cheated out of the presidency because of all the actions that were taken against him. But his chances of being elected are better if he tries to expand if he's going to try to expand his election base and keep the focus on getting Biden out of office. We can't stand four more years of the socialistic programs of this administration, and it's going to take a Republican president to turn that around.
Senator, hey, I was going to ask you, given the drought conditions that we've had out here in a good part of the country, and what's the latest on the farm bill and the ag situation going forward?
They said that they were going to work real hard during the August recess to get text. We haven't seen a text yet. There's holds up on a couple things dealing with SNAP, the most modern term for the food stamp program, and crop support for the farmers. And I don't mean the crop insurance program. That's pretty much non-controversial. But those are the things holding up. I'm going to have some conversations with Senator Stabenow, to Chairman, Ranking Republican Bozeman, and see how things are coming. I'm going to pose the same question to Stabenow that I did in July. Are we going to need a one-year farm bill? And that's going to, how she answers that's going to tell me everything about whether we're going to have the chances of getting a farm bill this year. And by the way, I believe that it's high on Schumer's agenda. It is one of the things on his list of bills he wanted to get done before the end of the year. So I'm still hopeful, but there wasn't the progress made in August that needed to be made. Shane, this will be your last question.
Okay. You recently completed your 43rd 99 County tour. Congratulations. What concerns did you hear about the most from Iowans during your meetings?
Okay. Well, of course, the farm bill. Oh, inflation's, Biden inflation's a big deal, particularly on food I heard about. And every meeting, the border crisis came up, the president not enforcing it. And then particularly when I was at factories, Q&A with their production employees, workforce shortage problem. And the national debt, high gasoline prices, high prescription drug prices. And when I visited a couple of hospitals, rural health care was always a big issue. Okay, thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Brian and Shane, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.